Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the Players Platform Show as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today so you can get up close and personal and find out what makes these young men tick and why they could be lining up for your favorite NFL team shortly. But with that said, Pitt Panthers standout linebacker Matt Galumbo is kind enough to join us here on the show tonight. Matt, I'm fortunate enough to cover Pitt every Saturday, been able to put the binoculars on you week after week, and not seeing number 47 is going to be something I'll miss. But with that said, a great career. We appreciate you coming on, and can you believe your time as a Pitt Panther has come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, the 4 years I had over at Pitt, I mean, it was crazy. It went by, like, really fast. Obviously, we're not redshirting in the first year, just kind of getting thrown into the fire right away. I mean, it was a great experience. I just want to thank you, too, for having me on the show as well. I'm pretty excited about it. And, yeah, I mean, it's just – everything is just flying by so fast, and now it's kind of that transition. You know, ever since the bowl game, you kind of start realizing, like, dang, like, you don't have any more games left, so you really just got to, you know, make every game count while you're there.
Nice, and we appreciate you coming on, and you're our fifth Panther so far. We had Adam on down at the Senior Bowl. We had Nate down there. We had Price down at the Shrine. We had Scott as well, and then you joining as well. So we're kind of trying to get as many Pitt Panthers as we got. And I think that speaks volumes. I mean, I just named four guys, including yourself, and there's a lot more that we could add to that list. I mean, you guys had a ton of talent on that roster.
Yeah.
You're obviously the only team that went to Clemson, beat the national champion. So I'm sure there are a lot of things that you look back on, but what are some of the things for those Panther fans that are listening tonight that you kind of hold dearest and some of your fondest moments of being a Panther?
Definitely this past year, the win over Penn State and the win over Clemson, going down to Clemson, being the only team to beat them, I think it speaks volumes, like, of our team, of our coaching staff, and kind of, you know, how close we were and how kind of confident we were. Yeah, I mean, and definitely that Penn State one. I mean, I had a markdown ever since the schedule came out, being from the eastern side of PA. I mean, everybody's a Penn State fan. No one really talks about Pitt, so it was kind of – it was more personal for me. So to definitely get that win, it was huge.
Definitely, yeah, that was a great game, great win for you guys, and a great season, great career. I'm curious, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, I'm sure you played a lot of positions, but, I mean, growing up through the motions of kind of getting to where you are, I mean, how did you kind of find yourself, you know, as a linebacker on the defensive side of the ball and obviously thriving at it?
Yeah, I did bounce around a lot. I think a lot of guys in college football, especially, they've played a lot growing up, like different spots. But I started off, actually, my first year ever playing, I was 8 years old, and I was right guard. I was number 88 with a lineman mask. And then moved back to kind of fullback and then running back and then kind of stayed there for a while. And then I was quarterback in middle school and then bounced back to kind of fullback my freshman year in high school, kind of tight end H-back, and then back to running back my senior year. And all throughout, I mean, I was playing linebacker and stuff like that. I just loved, I think, the contact, of especially, you know, fullback, running back, and obviously linebacker as well. Quarterback, I mean, in high school, they don't really play on defense, or at least not at our school. So I just – there's no way I could have did that and not play defense.
Nice. So I'm curious, I mean, coming out of Philadelphia, I mean, were you recruited as an athlete, or did Pitt see you and envision you as a linebacker, or were there other schools saying, hey, you know, Matt, come here, we want you to do this?
I kind of wished Pitt saw me as more as an athlete, but nah, I mean, they wanted me as linebacker, I think, from day one. They saw I could kind of come in and kind of help out. Other schools, I mean, not really. They were all pretty much the same. There was nothing, you know, nothing crazy. It was just, you know, come in here, play middle linebacker, and to see what you could do for us.
Yeah, and like you said, as a true freshman, I think that speaks volumes to knowing that you were tackling high school kids a year ago. At that time, and then the next thing you know, you're facing some of the top prospects in the country.
Especially,
you got to do it.
Especially our first game was I think our first game was against Florida State, and that might have been Jameis Winston's first game too. So I mean, obviously he had a hell of a career, hell of a
that
year.
Thursday
that
night
too.
Game.
Yeah, it was our first
game. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was. I mean, that was everything I wanted in high school. You know, we didn't play in front of too many kids or too many fans, and then you go and you play Heinz Field first game. I mean, it was sold out. It was awesome. It was rocking.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie to you just because you're on the show, but obviously I was there because I covered the Pitt games, and obviously I was there for the coming out party of Jameis Winston, and I didn't notice that you were out there doing your thing. After that game, your first game, so do you think, wow, I mean, is this how it's going to be every Saturday? Or you're like, a deer in the headlights type reaction? I mean, obviously you knew moving forward that it would change, but I mean, what was your reaction after that contest?
Well, I mean, I didn't really – so I was playing on special teams, so hey, I was getting in, you know, kind of all those snaps, and I didn't really go in as linebacker until, like, the last 4 minutes. And that was kind of definitely breathtaking. I mean, the score, you know, was what it was. You know, there wasn't a ton of fans there because it was the end of the game. But just trying to, you know, just being on that level, I mean, it kind of gave me a little confidence, like, you know, I'm on this next level. I could definitely play with these guys, this and that. And even throughout camp and stuff like that, just at Pitt. You know, playing against the older guys and things, that, you know, playing alongside Anthony Gonzalez, Todd Thompson, and things like that, I think just helped me out as well.
Definitely. Once again, Matt Columbus, the standout linebacker, kind enough to join us tonight here on the C2P. If you folks out there miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we always post their college bio page as well. We kind of take some of the bits and pieces from this and also from what we've seen on them as a field, and we give you a nice, at least in our opinion, a nice roundabout idea of what this young man brings to the next level. With that said, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, Matt, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? When they're breaking down some tape, I mean, what are those characteristics and traits to the position that you think these guys are going to fall in love with?
Me personally, I think, you know, when you think of a middle linebacker, you want one that's, you know, a physical guy that's downhill. I believe that's who I am. You know, I never shy away from contact, whether, you know, it's a fullback, a puller, or even a running back. I mean, the past 4 years, me and James have been going head-to-head at practice. He's a 240 running back that you don't see often. Even our offensive line is one of the best O-lines in the country. Our fullbacks are some of the best fullbacks. So I just think, you know, I'm downhill and just kind of pretty instinctive and just try to just love getting to the ball. Definitely just trying to make an impact in a game, you know, whether it be a turnover or a big play or just kind of just doing your job that people don't really see. And a lot of fans, they won't see linebackers that fill holes or fill gaps. They'll just kind of see the big play. So just kind of just let them know how reliable I am, how kind of committed I am to the job at hand and the task at hand.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you know, there's things that film cannot reveal. I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, weight room numbers. I mean, some of the things that you bring, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, this is your opportunity to tell those scouts out there that do listen, hey, you know what, this is part of my game. You won't see it, but this does exist.
I mean, that's kind of a lot of ones, but I mean, the defense we ran with Coach Hughes, I think, was awesome. It definitely allowed us to be real fast downhill, kind of, like I said, filling those gaps, being that brick in the wall. So at times, yeah, you may look at it statistically and say, you know, the senior year, my numbers maybe weren't as good as, say, the junior year. Maybe there's a little fall off just numbers-wise. But I think this past year, I've done a good job of kind of doing my job more and kind of my responsibility better. To kind of free up other guys. And I think other guys on our defense done that as well. Kind of everyone doing what we say is their 1/11th. If everyone does their job well, and, it's, you know, it's a man on man every play. If you can meet your man, it's going to free either you up or somebody else up. I guess in terms of weight room, too, I mean, I love being in there. We always have this. It's kind of funny, me and a few other guys during the season, we'd have this, we're just going and kind of get like a little pump in on Thursdays, a few days before the game. You know, anytime we get a chance to go in there and just kind of have fun and just move some weights, it's always awesome. I shouldn't have to talk about leadership. You know, for me, I think other people, they could talk about that or, you know, the game and things like that. I think if you're a good leader, other people to kind of see that, and you don't have to tell people that you are.
definitely. I agree with that. For you, I mean, this is a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I know the people out there listening always tend to crowd and gravitate it. And just comparisons that you may get to guys that are at the next level or guys that you kind of watch at the next level. And maybe if you're sitting on the couch on a Sunday and you're watching the NFL, you're like, hey, I know you're not saying I'm as good as this guy. But in terms of saying, hey, what he does, I think I have some similarities to.
It might be a combination of a lot. So I'm kind of going to pick from guys that, like, I've liked kind of growing up. So let's just say Patrick Willis, obviously his speed is undeniable, but I think his physicality and the way he's downhill, I definitely admire that. Also the way Luke Kuechly, one of the best linebackers ever to play, and he's only in his fifth or sixth year. The way he gets to the ball and the way he's just very consistent, I could see myself being like that in terms of consistency and doing your job and responsibility. Yeah, I can't really think of any others right now. It's kind of hard to, like, just kind of compare yourself to another player, but I don't know, just try to be my own player once I get there, and hopefully, down the line, you ask this question to someone, a younger kid, and, kind of relates back to me, so.
I tell you what, Matt, you'd be surprised how quick it happens. I mean, when it happens, it blows my mind. One of the guys that really pops off when that question comes up is Josh Norman. I mean, we had Josh Norman on down at the Shrine Game, and, he just was Josh Norman, just defensive back, and lo and behold, guys start coming on the show, and it was such a quick turnaround. And like I said, I hope guys that come on the show, a couple years from now, and they're saying, yeah, I kind of like what Matt Colombo's does, and that would be great. And I hope that for you. I hope it for myself so I could say, hey, we have Colombo's on the show, big star. And he was, he spent some of my time talking to us. And for you, I mean, I'm sure there's, so much going on, but in terms of combine prep and getting ready for pro days and all those things, where are you putting your training in at?
Me and a handful of guys are staying here. Up at Pitt, with our strength and conditioning staff. They've been here for 2 years ever since Narduzzi got here. In my opinion, I think since I've been, under their staff, they've got me the strongest, fastest, biggest, really just turned my game around and kind of gave me that confidence.
Definitely.
So I didn't want to switch anything up, and, it's not a knock to any other facility or how kids go, all over the country's places. But I just felt the most confident kind of being with our guys. I feel like they knew me the best, and feel like I could kind of maximize and get the most out of that. So, yeah, I'm just working with our staff right now, and they're doing an unbelievable job. Just ready for March 22nd. Yeah, about
March 22nd.
Days. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's a big day. You know, yay, man, you're not alone. A lot of guys love staying at school and, and doing their training.
Yeah.
For all the reasons you said. I mean, you know what you're dealing with. You know these guys can push you and they know how to, work you out right and get you peaked, performance. I see so many variables. So since we have you on the show, I always love getting the real numbers from you guys. I mean, height, weight. I mean, if we measured it in right now, what are you going to come out to be?
I mean, I'd say 6'2 on a good day, so it's probably 6'1 and 6'1 some change, but I'll say 6'2. And then about probably about 43, anywhere from 40 to 43.
Nice.
Just trying to definitely, I mean, throughout the season, I kind of played around 38, 39-ish, but now it's more of just trying to get lean and getting rid of more of that fat and just build more muscle mass. I think I've already kind of seen that progression since stop playing, and that's just where, I mean, like I say, it kind of doesn't matter where you go. You can go here and there. You could stay at your school. At the end of the day, it's up to you. You're only working out 2-3 days out of the hour or out of the day, and then the rest of the day is kind of up to you to kind of get your body right. So
yeah, you're right, man. You're exactly right. I mean, that's there's some wise words from our guest today, Pitt linebacker Matt Colombo's here on the C2P. Matt, before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, that's fine, no doubt.
All right. Now, Coach Narduzzi, does anybody on that Pitt or any, I guess, your Pitt teammates do a great impersonation of Coach Narduzzi? And if they do one, do they do it in front of him?
I think I think there's a lot of guys who try to do it. I don't know. I don't know if I could name one specific person, but there's probably a handful of guys that definitely try to replicate it. And I don't think they would kind of ever do it in front of them, just out of respect. but if we ever had like a team meeting, where like I guess it'd be like a talent show or something like that, I could see some guys maybe try to do that.
Excellent. Any game day superstitions for you? I mean, anything you kind of get a little out of whack if you don't get it done on game day?
I've actually gotten a lot better at that. I mean, throughout the years, I kind of like was super meticulous about like game day, but now I kind of just let go of some of that stuff. But I guess for me, it's more music. I'm a huge kind of like EDM or like the electric dance music kind of stuff kind of guy. So okay. I need to get like real hype before a game. So like I'll just blast it on my headphones. So kind of that's
nice,
just
nice.
Usually,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey man, that's whatever makes you get the
just
get you going.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Exactly.
This question, I think you guys spend a little bit more time and thought than the others when you answer it. Female celebrities, Matt. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna invite to dinner?
To go out and eat. Oh, jeez. Okay. For all my Bachelor viewers, people that watch The Bachelor, there's a girl in there called Vanessa. she's a fan favorite. So I don't know how big of a celebrity she is now, but definitely if you a handful of us will tune in. On Mondays, we watch The Bachelor every once in a while, and she's definitely one of our fan favorites. So that if we could go out to dinner, and that'd be a good night.
Well, she was actually on the show last week, and we said any Pitt Panther that you could take out, and she said that number 47. If you could get him on the show, and I said, well, I don't know. I go, Vanessa, he's a little big time. I don't know if he'll come on, but yeah. So.
We'll set it up. All my people talk to your people. It'll work out.
Yeah, we'll be texting after the show for sure. And then the final question before you, if you could have your cleats painted or sprayed, what kind of theme would you want on those?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of old school. Like, I like wearing one pair of cleats throughout the whole throughout the whole season. I'm all beat up. I got the laces breaking. But I guess, I don't know. I mean, maybe some, like, maybe, like, some superhero. I don't know. Oh, no, I'm actually, I'm looking at, like, a Scarface poster. It's in my room. So maybe something like that, or, like, Goodfellas or some kind of mobster police, like a little Sopranos or something.
Great.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be great. You showing up at Pro Day with some Henry Hill
exactly.
Yeah, Goodfellas. Yeah, that would be great. Hey, man, really loved watching you play at Heinz Field every Saturday. You're something special, and like I said, we just stay humble and stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
Thanks again. Appreciate the opportunity, and take care.
Thank you. Once again, that is Matt Galambos, the standout linebacker from the Pitt Panthers. And the kid has the size and he has the ability. And some of the things that really strike me sometimes watching him is he would just have these bursts to the ball. I mean, I would just be like, wow, where did that come from? And, he's just kind of going through the game and he's making plays here and there. But then sometimes he just shows this burst out of nowhere and you're like, wow, this kid really has it. And like I said, I'm sure scouts see that as well. And that's why he's a prospect. And like I said, building up towards that March 22nd Pro Day. If you want more of this show with Matt, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P, always we appreciate you listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.